Hello, it is October 15th, 2016. You are looking live at Columbus, Georgia, and Chicago, Illinois, for that matter. This is episode 620 of the Will Leach Experience podcast on Sports on Earth. I'm the aforementioned Will Leach. I think you're spending part of your day with me. I'm here with Allison Footer to preview the Cubs-Dodgers NLCS, and she is in the best possible place to do it. She is at Wrigley Field. Hats, what's the scene at Wrigley right now, Allison?
Oh, it's like, honestly, I'm sitting in like some random empty booth in the on the press level. And so I'm sitting here overlooking like this unbelievably beautiful setting, beautiful day in Chicago. It's like 60 degrees maybe. And the Cubs just finished their workout. The Dodgers are going to start working out here in a second. And very quiet. And just I'm always struck by a quiet, empty ballpark because, man, a day from now, it's going to be a much different scene here.
Yeah, yeah. Wrigley is all those old baseball stadiums when they're empty are just the best. They just like it just blows you away. And it's a perfect kind of setting for a bunch of people dressed in blue to be unhappy over the next week. It's certainly what this Cardinal fan is hoping for. We should preview the series. Obviously, the Dodgers. But I guess before we get going, did you watch the end of that Dodgers Nationals game? That was something else.
I did. I had like this early flight this morning, so I was just like waiting to like take the stuff that knocks me out, and I couldn't take it until this game was over. But it was, I was like, there's no way that I can like shut it down and not watch this, right? I mean, totally, Clayton Kershaw is coming into this game. It's going to be Kershaw against Harper. Okay, we didn't get that. But yeah, I mean, that's like the kind of game that you absolutely have to watch the very last out. One of the best playoff games, I think, ever.
Yeah, we've had a few, and it's funny because the Cubs series ended with another great game. So I feel like, you know, it's kind of primed. I feel like before we get into the preview too much, I feel obliged to remind you and our listeners that my preseason World Series prediction is still in play. Los Angeles, Toronto was my preseason prediction. So it's still in play. I wasn't going to pick the Cubs. So it is still in play. I know that you've been a little skeptical of the Dodgers this year, but to me, I feel like this is the best challenger for the Cubs, if just because they've got the good rotation, even if it's not quite setting up the way they'd like, because Kershaw had to come in and pitch in game five on one day's rest. But certainly, and Rich Hill seems to maybe be a little more wobbly than he was during his peak time. And Kenta Maeda, who has really not pitched well in his last three or four starts, looks like he's going to be the game one starter. To me, there are two ways to look at this series. One is the fact that the Dodgers' major weakness is hitting his left-handed pitching, and they're going to face John Lester at least twice in this series, and they've got Mike Montgomery and Travis Wood and, of course, Otis Chapman. So I feel like that's a big advantage for the Cubs. But I also feel like, you know, one of the things that the Dodgers do have going for them is they've kind of come around a little bit. You know, this is a team that's been kind of in and out for a while. I feel like the Dodgers, particularly Justin Turner getting hot, Corey Seager hit a couple of homers but struggled a little bit. But certainly their lineup, I think, is underrated, unconsidered, and they've got a lot of depth as well. When you look at the Dodgers, what's the first thing that jumps out at you, I guess, generally about this Dodgers-Cubs matchup?
Well, the first thing that jumps out at me, and like everything that you just said, is I'm kind of laughing because I've done a lot of kind of like interviews with beat writers and just a lot of discussions, and it's all about like, oh, the depth of the Dodgers lineup, and it's true. I mean, they're everything but the pitching. They have a lot of depth. I find this to be very humorous. I don't see this as like a rotation that's getting its act together. Kershaw is, you know, obviously pitched yesterday, and so he's probably going to go game two. The fact that Dave Roberts, just in his press conference with the media like 20 minutes ago, he was asked, like, what is your playoff rotation? And he's like, the only thing I can tell you is that Kenta Maeda is starting game one. I find this highly entertaining. Because of course, what's going to happen is the Dodgers wind up winning the series because there doesn't seem to be any reason why they would win this series, right? So I see a rotation that, like, I see like kind of the Cubs as these like drooling dogs just waiting to sink their teeth into the bone or the meat to roll all over these Dodgers. I don't see this as an even matchup in any way, shape, or form, and I continue to not really be that impressed with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I know you've been not impressed with the Los Angeles Dodgers since the beginning of the season, and now they're four wins away from the World Series. So, like, you are.
So, I know. So why are you even? Yeah, who am I? Like, why are you even talking to me? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I've enjoyed your skepticism on the Dodgers this year because it keeps making me look smarter than I actually am. One question I think for the Cubs they have to be a little bit concerned about. Obviously, Lester is not only a left-hand pitcher, but really over the last 4 months has been the best pitcher in baseball, better than Kershaw, better than everyone. Lester has just been dominant in a lot of ways. But, you know, I mean, there are questions otherwise. Hendricks was not really – he's going to be effective. He's going to be okay and healthy to pitch game two. But, you know, he was injured. He wasn't really pitching that well beforehand. Arrieta looked okay, but clearly is not last year's Arrieta. And Lackey got knocked around a little bit, you know. Not to be the doomsday guy here, but there's a little bit about this Cubs rotation other than Lester that reminds me a little, frankly, of the Cardinals rotation last year. The Cardinals rotation, like this year's Cubs rotation, was fantastic all season, but was – it was starting to slow down a little bit as the season came to the end. I feel like outside of Lester, who is better than anyone the Cardinals had last year and as good as Arrieta was at this time this year, I think there's a few questions there. Are they similar to I think the Dodgers obviously have their fair share of questions as well. To me, this comes down to, can the Dodgers get a split at Wrigley? Because Roberts has not talked about whether Kershaw is going to pitch game two. To me, the smart play on that is to have Kershaw pitch game three. If you have Kershaw pitch game three, which is on full rest, he'd be on short rest in game two. If he pitches full rest game three, then you've got an option if it gets to six games, and you obviously, I mean, unless the Dodgers think they're going to win in five, this thing's going to, if they want to win this thing, it's going to go to six games. Then you've got the option of, if you can split those two and get a win from Kershaw in game three, then you've got games, if you, depending on where you are after game five, if you're up 3-2, you can, don't have to pitch Kershaw. And if you're down 3-2, you can pitch Kershaw on short rest in that game. I think that gives them an extra option with Kershaw to, if, but all the whole, my whole plan, and as you might suspect, as a Cardinals fan, I keep trying to find myself to talk myself into ways that the Cubs lose this series. And one of the main ways for me is if the Dodgers can get that split and then win that game three with Kershaw, all they got to do is split those next two, and they're really sitting pretty.
Yes, everything you say is absolutely true, Will, and I don't believe that any of this is going to happen. But yeah, I mean, yes, you want to the split at Wrigley would be like huge. I mean, it would absolutely be huge. It would almost guarantee that the series would be coming back to Wrigley. I don't see how any of this happens. I mean, their closer, who was pitching in the seventh inning, threw like 55 pitches yesterday. I just think that they're really – I think that they're exhausted, and I don't think that it's going to be one of those like, well, no, they're in a rhythm, and they're – you know, they didn't have to stop playing, and there wasn't any kind of long layoff, and they have the advantage. I mean, I don't see there being any advantages to this. But, yes, if they can possibly get a good start out of Maeda – I mean, that's the thing. It's like, okay, well, we don't know who's starting game two, and Rich Hill was highly unimpressive in game five of the NLDS. So, yes, if they get, like, peak performances out of all of these exhausted men, then, yes, this thing has a really good chance to get to six games. I don't think there's a chance to get to six games. I do think the Dodgers are going to win one. I believe it'll be the game that Kershaw starts, but I think it's going five.
All right, so that's your pick is Dodgers in five – excuse me, Cubs in five.
Cubs in five.
I am – as you know, I've come up with this scenario. I am committed to this scenario, so I cannot let go of this scenario. That is my official plan for how this series goes. And it's funny, I can't imagine, you're there. I can't imagine how tired those Dodgers players are. I'm tired just having sit up and watching that game. I can't imagine then flying to Chicago. I'm glad there have been times in baseball history, like if there had been a rainout, for example, they would be playing tonight. Like, I can't imagine how exhausted they would be to play the night after a game like that. So at least they've got one day to sleep. But yeah, they've got to be absolutely beat. Game one, you'd have to think, would be about as massive as an advantage as you can even think of, with Lester going against Maeda, who's been really struggling, and the Dodgers still tired. But again, in my scenario, all these, one of those first two, win the Kershaw game, gives you the option for 6-7. So therefore, because there was no way in heavens to Betsy, heck, no chance at all, I was going to be picking the Cubs to go to the World Series, because we don't live in a land where the Earth goes careening dangerously into the sun, ending all life as we know it. So I am picking the Dodgers, predictably, the Dodgers in seven.
Now, I will say that Dave Roberts did mention that Kenley Jansen, I'm not laughing at them, I'm laughing with that, but Kenley Jansen, his fatigue is not his arm, it's more his legs. So if that is indeed the case, then he could be in okay shape two before we're through this. But
where is his fatigue if it's not in his arms or his legs?
No, it's not in his arms. Oh, it's not in his arm. It's in his legs.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So it's more the push off than it is the actual pitching. So yeah, look, I mean, you're right. The Dodgers have gotten very far with this. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little bitter because all these years, like trying to make the less informed fan, you know, during my years as a beat writer, and most of it was wonderful, but there was like such an annoying side of my job where I'd have to explain the basic understandings of baseball to people that just did not understand why you don't just like load up on hitters and then who cares about the rest. And these guys are proving me to be like, they're just reversing everything. I don't even have an argument anymore because clearly you don't need starting pitching anymore to win baseball games. And it's making me very mad.
I understand. You know, I mean, they do have Clayton Kershaw, but yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
I mean, he's awesome, but you know, you need more than one. But look, I mean, I'll eat crow. I hope it's not a sweep because I think sweeps are terrible for postseason baseball and for baseball in general. So I hope it's not a sweep. So I do hope that the Dodgers win at least one, but I don't think they have a chance to win more than one.
Okay. And I say Dodgers in seven. Obviously I'm right because I can't imagine a world where that's not the case. So you have Cubs in five, probably smartly, and I have Dodgers in seven. So we wrap up, of course, as always, looking at the 538 odds for the polls in the Polls Plus forecast to see if Donald Trump is going to become the next president of the United States. I actually messed up the averages last time. I had the right average, but the wrong player. As of today, Donald Trump has a 17.7% chance of becoming president of the United States, which are the odds of Andrew Kashner getting a base hit. So whenever you're surprised to see Andrew Kashner get a base hit, know that that's the odds of Donald Trump becoming the leader.
After our conversation yesterday, I was like, okay, I'm gonna turn it to, because I have it on the Nowcast. Like,
yes.
But, yeah, if the election were today, and then you're like, oh, it's even what's his name says it's not that accurate. So I went to like Polls Plus, and I literally lasted like 3 hours. Like I look at that thing 8 times a day.
I know it's right.
I lasted 8 hours, and I couldn't stand to see the percentage get that high with him. And so I went back to Nowcast.
I understand. I get it. But you know, there was a time a few weeks ago where Nowcast was actually higher for him. So that's why
Nowcast is always higher. Higher for him. I'm sorry.
Higher for him. So now it's a switch around. All right. Well, okay. So have a great time, Allison. Enjoy Chicago. Enjoy watching the Cubs lose. And we will be back maybe next week to talk about either way, at least to preview the World Series. Have a great time out there, Allison. Be safe and enjoy the games.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great week, everyone. Music's by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. We'll see you next week. Have a great day, everyone. Go Dodgers. Save us from annihilation. Bye, all.